Welcome, welcome everyone to the Road to El Paso. We are in week nine now, but episode eight. And this is a special edition. It won't be as long as normal because I am flying solo tonight. Jake was unavailable for his busy Halloween festivities and Brett can't get a win. I didn't ask Chris, so that's on me. But anyways, here I am. Gonna do a quick video, not video, podcast. So yeah, that's gonna go well. I can't even say what it is. And we'll start at the top this week because I wanna get right into it, right into the reckless rampage or the bee's knees since Cole Beasley's on his team, or he might call them the Hoopers. I don't even know. Alex has so many nicknames, so I'm sure he called Melvin Gordon MSG because you feel the defeat of his pounding 3 hours later when Gordon just like pounds you to death with his running game that's like boring and 30 points somehow every week. So I don't know if I can go with any more nicknames, but he's got like Jarvis Landry off the top of my head, Juice, Choyquan Smith. Just a lot of nicknames going. The Trubisky bus probably. Oh, he got Mark Thielen. That's my nickname for him. But just a lot of players that are pretty good. Good enough to be in first, at least. So he brought over some facts last time he was on the podcast, but I have zero facts for you. Other than my one fact for this team is that I bet you Kareem Hunt fucks. That's all I'm going to say. So moving on to team number two, which will be Kyle's team. And in honor of Kyle, I'll just tell you the team is not really good. They are good right now. They're in second, but you wouldn't, like, if you asked him, he probably would have thought they're, like, last and, like, falling apart. Like, the Lions and Michigan State and just, he's probably going to tell you that. I don't know. He's probably on his iPad, actually, watching another game. So, but he's got players. He's got Aaron Jones just got a new job. He's now the starter. You got Devin Funchess. A bunch of 80 yards, no touchdowns right there. You got Stephon Diggs, Michael Thomas. So, he's starting Martavis Bryant maybe? Hopefully. That'll be fun. Everybody likes that. This might be a rough week for him, for real, since he doesn't have Joe Mixon or Saquon Barkley. But maybe Randall Cobb will come back. You know, that one player that just Brett and Kyle love picking up and dropping and never starting. That guy. So he might be finally back. So this is the week, Kyle. This is the week. Who is third? Let me go look. Number three. Oh, it's Des Twitter Finger. So he's probably busy closing the psycho bar right now, and if not, he's probably showing a girl his dick. He'll probably just like, want to see my dick tonight, and then she'll be like, no. Or maybe, yeah. I don't know. I'm just assuming most girls would say no, because that's a weird request to ask. But then again, Grant's a weird guy. He had a nickname that we had to bully him into changing. But what do we like to know about his team other than that Pat Mahomes is not overrated, because he likes to tell us that every week. So I can't wait till this week when Pat Mahomes beats up Cleveland and we have to hear about how he's not overrated, and then nobody will respond again because we all know he's good. But other than that, he started Antonio Callaway. And Tyrell Williams. What the hell? How did he beat me? This is so depressing. He's beaten me twice. Who are these guys? Dallas Goedert got a touchdown on me. One catch, 32 yards. Fucking bullshit. But congrats on being third right now. I think you're probably going to beat whoever you play this week, even with these no-name players. Let's see. You're playing Return of the Mac. Yeah, we'll get back to that team in a little bit. Let's see. Who's next? Who's fourth? Oh, the Boats and Toes, my podcast missing buddy. He has Marcus Mariota and Sam Darnold. Once again, how I am I last? Why are these people? You guys all must be drinking some Kool-Aid that I'm not a part of. That's why I'm just soloing this podcast tonight, because everybody's out partying Halloween Eve or something. I don't know. I guess Todd Gurley is just that good, because that's his main. He's got Gurley, Adams, Baldwin, Philip Lindsay, Chris Carson. I miss Chris Carson. Come back. But he's playing the Brocktoberfest, so that's pretty much a bye. So he's going to go to 5-4. We'll get to the Brocktoberfest team later. But next we'll go to Chris's Buffalo Babies, which I feel like he's just too busy making babies to partake in his team, because he's kind of down on his team. Maybe because they're all injured or on bye this week, especially this week. And he's still waiting for Dez. One day he can join the Le'Veon Bell line on who's, or Dalvin Cook or Leonard Fournette, see who can come back first. Wait, he's got Dalvin Cook, so he's got two people waiting in line. We've got Allen Robinson, Tyreek Hill, and Dalvin Cook questionable. I feel like only one of them are gonna play. But we're moving on to the next team. What can I say about the terrific team? Well, moving on, we're going to the return of the Mac, and I don't know, I've just been on Reddit a lot and looking over Amanda's binder, and I just cannot map my way through this team. I don't know, maybe I'm missing a couple pages from her or something, because I don't know how you end up on Jakeem Grant or Chris Ivory and Nick Vinette. So I'm going to have to do more research, guys. I got to go search the Reddit for them. I'll be has anybody talked to, maybe her name's Ms. Zandri or something. Is that one of them, the one that she uses? And be do you know how she got to Nick Vinette? Or maybe I should just search Jakeem Grant, because I'm pretty sure there can't be that many posts on Reddit on Jakeem Grant. Because there's, he's the fourth receiver on the Dolphins. But her team is in dire straits because she's got Elijah McGuire on IR. And that tells you how desperate she is. A guy that we haven't seen since last year, who wasn't even who was third in line for carries last year, so... I know Bilal Powell's out, but there's a lot of other running backs that might help more. Or just, I don't know. It's not my team, so I'm not going to say anything else other than give me the rest of the pages of your binder, and then we will solve how your team is, 3-4-1. Next, we'll go to the German War Machine. He'll probably tell you that his team... maybe struggling, but hey, his baby's sick and he's vomiting everywhere, and he has to pick up vomit and has dog duty and has a bazillion other things and Ubers people to work and stuff. So he doesn't have time for fantasy football. And when he does, he gets fucked by career days by random players. But then I look at his roster, I'm very confused, maybe is the best word. Just DJ Moore, Latavius Murray, Jalen Richard, not guys I ever pictured on anybody's team, much less Evan's team. But here we are in week nine now. And those aren't bench people I'm naming. These are people that Evan is planning to start. So I think the baby is winning. That's all I'm going to say. So that's good for your heart and outside of life, but in fantasy, you're getting a C+, because that's what Yahoo gave you last week. Moving on, because we're rolling through the show. We're going to Brocktoberfest. So let me go down his roster and tell you exactly how he would tell you his team is. Jameis Winston sucks. Brock Osweiler sucks. Emmanuel Sanders is a god. John Brown sucks. Chris Godwin sucks. Julian Edelman is a god. Christian McCaffrey is a god. Lamar Miller sucks. CJ Uzuma sucks. Jimmy Graham sucks. Antonio Brown's a god. Adrian Peterson sucks. Evan Ingram sucks. Phillip Rivers is a god because he has so many weapons, so many receivers. Mike Williams is a god. Chris Thompson sucks. And Ronald Jones sucks. And who gives a fuck about kickers and defenses? So that's the best way to talk about Brett's team, because he has two versions of every player. They either suck or they're a god, and there's no in between. So when somebody sucks like 2 weeks in a row, they're like crossed off all his list. That's why he has like no more players left to play from the player pool, because everybody has fucked him over two times or more. So he's got to move on, and they're just, the draft isn't catching up to Brett's suck list. That's pretty much all I'm going to say. And finally, we're at my team. What can we say about my team? If I would just tell you that, like, I don't know, maybe Kenny Galladay ran like 80 snaps and like was on the playing like a shitty ass corner 64% of the time, and he got like zero targets, or how Trey Burton runs his route 32% of the time to the right, and some weeks that's good, some weeks that's not. Or maybe I'll just tell you how many targets Jermaine Kearse got again and just like hauled only 3 for 30. So all these facts and stats that end up being just bullshit at the end of the day, because it doesn't all pan out. And that's how he's in last, because opportunity doesn't always equal production. And that's a wrap on this week. I have nothing more to say about this league until next week, when my guest host, I don't know who it'll be. Will I invite Jake back? We will see. So see y'all.